I sat looking at Gabrielle Deschain's last missive for a long time. My heart was full of hate and love and regret, all those things that have haunted me ever since. I considered burning it unread, but at last I tore the envelope open. Inside was a single sheet of paper. The lines were uneven, and the pigeon ink in which they had been written was blotted in many places. I believe that the woman who wrote those lines was struggling to hold on to a few last shreds of sanity. I'm not sure many would have understood her words, but I did. I'm sure my father would have as well, but I never showed it to him or told him of it. The feast I ate was rotten. What I thought was a palace was a dungeon. How it burns, Roland. I thought of Wegg dying of snake bite. If I go back and tell what I know, what I overheard, Gilead may yet be saved a few years. You may be saved a few years. Your father, little that he ever cared for me. The words, little that he ever cared for me, had been crossed out with a series of heavy lines, but I could read them anyway. He says, I dare not. He says, bide at serenity until death finds you. He says, if you go back, death will find you early. He says, your death will destroy the only one in the world for whom you care. He says, would you die at your brat's hand and see every goodness, every kindness, every loving thought poured out of him like water from a dipper? For Gilead that cared for you little and will die anyway? But I must go back. I have prayed on it and meditated on it. And the voice I hear always speaks the same words. This is what Ka demands. There was a little more, words I traced over and over during my wandering years after the disastrous battle at Jericho Hill and the fall of Gilead. I traced them until the paper fell apart and I let the wind take it, the wind that blows through time's keyhole, you can. In the end, the wind takes everything, doesn't it? And why not? Why other? If the sweetness of our lives did not depart, there would be no sweetness at all. I stayed in Everlyn's office until I had myself under control. Then I put my mother's last word, her dead letter, in my purse and left, making sure the door locked behind me. I found Jamie and we rode to town. That night there were lights and music and dancing. Many good things to eat and plenty of liquor to wash it down with. There were women, too, and that night, Silent Jamie left his virginity behind him. The next morning...